Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. When Effie Merrill's husband died in 1915, there were few financial safety nets for women who depended on their husband's income. Effie was in her 40s and could have, in her own words, settled down to being an old lady. Instead, she finished her university degree and got to work. Effie taught school until 1930 and then built and managed an apartment house in Logan. During World War II, at age 73, she briefly resumed teaching at the Topaz internment camp near Delta. Effie worked into her 90s, looking after the students who rented her apartments, cooking their meals, and doing her own building maintenance. So, had Effie Merrill never heard of retirement? Actually, retirement is a relatively modern idea. Until the 19th century, workers worked until they couldn't anymore. But when Americans left farms for factories, employers worried about their bottom lines. Experienced older workers became expensive, so businesses began to offer pensions to move them out of the workforce to make way for younger, cheaper labor. In addition, the U.S. government created Social Security in 1935 to extend financial benefits to those retiring from the paid workforce. But retirement was a hard sell to a generation who found social status and emotional fulfillment through work. To encourage greater uptake of company pensions, businesses in the 1940s began to market retirement as a reward for service, a chance to revel in what they called the joy of leisure. But such benefits were largely for people leaving unionized jobs. Workers outside those jobs often relied on family for financial support or, like Effie Merrill, continued working into old age. The idea of retiring never really occurred to Effie because the joy of leisure held no appeal. For her, retirement meant giving up the busy life that made her happy. While hobbies and friends helped fill her time, it was work that kept her warm, fed, and happy. When Effie talked about her long life filled with hard work, she said, "Happiness is not an end. It's a byproduct of being busy, of being useful. If you look for happiness," she continued, "you never find it. But if you dig into the nearest job that needs doing, happiness sneaks up behind you." Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.